Rita, lots of things to laugh about in the world, and what is really tickling your funny bone these days?
Well, I stick with what happens to me in my daily life with my husband and the outside world and my daughter and my dog and things that happen when you're a woman, getting older, the way people react to you, the way America is going. I have a little bit of politics. I have a sprinkling of politics and a dash of irony, I guess. That's my recipe.
It's a good recipe. But
mostly things that happen while you're awake. And some things when you're asleep.
Now, you've managed, a lot of female comics adopt a really kind of a tough edge, but you managed
to
keep...
You've noticed that. What's going on here?
You have so beautifully kept your femininity.
I don't really try. I think it's such a tough business that maybe it kind of inspires people to be a bit more aggressive. But I kind of just stayed who I was, and I said, if they laugh, they laugh. If they don't laugh, they don't laugh. And they've been laughing. So I think what's important is to stay true to yourself. So that's what I do. And also, you know, my daughter's watching my comedy now, and I don't want to do anything I tell her not to do.
And how old is your daughter now?
She's 9 and a half, and we're very, very excited about everything about her. I don't know what happened that that we adopted her in, I was there at the birth. I cut the cord. It took me two times to go in there because I was very scared. I didn't know what I was doing, but the doctor encouraged me. And my husband was in the room, too, and we got the best little baby girl in the whole world.
Fantastic. Well, good for you. And so you're enjoying being a mother, no doubt.
It's my favorite thing. Mother first, wife second, comedian third. But the good thing is the mother and the wife give me lots of food to be a comedian with.
I bet. Excellent. Now, you make your home in Las Vegas, and you've been performing mostly there the last few years. Is that right?
10 years, which is great because that's what gave me the opportunity to be a mom. My husband and I, we decided I would stop traveling and stay in one place and let the audience travel. So I'm wide awake every night, and I feel great, and the audience has jet lag, which is the way I want it to be.
And how did you get started in the whole comedy thing? Was it always something that you'd wanted to do?
Never wanted to do it. Never. That's why I have to tell myself to relax and tell myself my daughter's only 9 and a half. She doesn't need to know what she wants to be when she grows up yet. So far, she either wants to be president or a preschool teacher. And I tell her it's very similar, both a lot of people having tantrums. But I just was a dancer, and I started when I was 4, and I continued dancing my whole life and was on Broadway for 10 years. And when I was about 26, I said, oh, gosh, I've been doing this a long time. Maybe I should try something else. And I tried comedy, and I loved it.
Fantastic. What were your early appearances? Where did you start your comedy career?
David Letterman and HBO were my first two comedy appearances in the late 80s. And I actually, I don't know how many TV specials I've done, but a loads of them on cable. And I have a new one coming out in March on Showtime, which I'm very excited about.
And what is that one?
It's called Rita Rudner and Three Potential Ex-Husbands, and it's me and three men that I'm sure I should have never married and didn't.
Excellent.
But the most important thing is we're, I'm coming to the Casino-rama.
Yes.
And with my good friend Brad Garrett. So we are going to give the male and the female points of view of what happens in this world.
And are you going to keep that man under control? Because I've interviewed him, and he's a pretty wild guy on stage.
I've known him for a long, long, long time. So if we go way back when we were all traveling around in the clubs and, you know, working the condos and everything like that. So I'm pretty sure he'll behave around me. I have that that kind of a quality that Damon Wayans and Keenan Wayans, when we were in the comedy clubs together, they used to call me Teach because they always felt like I was a teacher and they should behave around me. So I have that quality that makes people... not want to do things that would get them arrested.
That's great. And Brad's a great guy, too.
He is. He's so funny. Very, now, very talented and very funny.
Does he still have his club going in Las Vegas?
He has a new club opening here.
Ah.
Yes, he's working on a new club at the MGM.
Perfect. So the other one, I talked to him about his other club. Is that closed now?
The Tropicana one is closed,
yeah.
And he's opening a new one at the MGM.
Nice. Nice deal. Beautiful. Beautiful.
So I think we'll make a good pairing because we couldn't be more different, and we're going to represent very different points of view.
Absolutely. And now, obviously, you admire Brad's work. Are there any other people working today who you really enjoy to listen to?
You know, I don't really listen to a lot of comedy because I'm doing other things. We have a play my husband and I wrote that's opening in Laguna. And, of course, we have a movie coming out on Showtime in March, as well as my television special. And I have a radio series we do in England. So we're kind of busy.
Yeah.
And I tend to watch movies more and things because I write longer forms. And I love writing jokes, but I kind of have that down a little bit. So when I was first wanting to do comedy, I would just study comedy all the time and listen to the Smothers Brothers and Woody Allen and Bill Cosby and all the people and analyze them and Jack Benny and go to museums and look at old, you know, comedy tapes. But kind of been there, done that. And I love writing comedy, but when I study, I look at movies.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the movie you said you have coming up.
A movie that's called Thanks, and it's a family over three Thanksgivings in 2007, 8, and 9, and the trials and tribulations. And we're very proud of it, and we actually filmed it in our beach house in California. My husband wrote and directed it, and I'm in it, and I have a little part because I had to also take care of our daughter and keep her quiet in the bedroom.
Fantastic.
And make her do her homework and feed her dinner while they were all filming outside.
So it sounds like you're balancing very well what is a very demanding and hectic career with being a mom and a family person. I mean, that is a real accomplishment in this world today.
It's good, you know, and it isn't easy. You really do. I mean, in my case, I always put my family first. Whenever I get an offer for a job where I have to go away for more than a week, I just say no. That's not going to happen. I go away for maybe 2 or 3 days, and then I come back. But right now, being a mother is first.
Good for you for having
but,
your priorities.
But, you know, I don't care that much. I don't care. I'd rather be, like, tomorrow my daughter is getting an honors. She's in the Honors Society, and she's getting a special award. And my husband and I have to be there back in California by 9 o'clock. So we're getting up at 4 a.m. Those are dedicated parents. And driving back to California so we can be there at 9 to see her accept her, it's not even a plaque. It's just a piece of paper, but we have to be there.
You're a good mom.
We try. My husband tries to be a good mom, too.
So what would you say if your daughter turned around to you in the upcoming year and said, you know, Mom, that comedy thing you do, I think I'd like to do that, too.
She's already said that. And I tell her, let's wait a while, but it's a bit scary. Her favorite thing is to make us laugh. But I think that comes with the territory.
I think so.
Yeah, and I couldn't have picked a better career. I love what I do.
Fantastic. Well, I love watching you. Thank you, Rita. Lovely speaking with you.
Thank you, and you have a good day, and I'll see you soon, me and Brad at Casino Rama.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks a
lot.
Bye-bye.